So we understand job's not finished, but to get out with the win is the main thing. And so, yeah, just a lot of excitement.
Let's go! Told you guys time and time again, this time of year you can't make stuff up. You rely on the stuff you've been doing all year long, and that's why we're in this position. Let's go!
Welcome to BYU Sports.
Let's go!
Let's do it!
Sweet 16, baby.
Holy cow, BYU Sports Nation is live, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. A winning Monday like never before in the history of this program.
Yeah.
It is March 24th. I am Spencer Linton. He is a man with an extra sweet tooth today, Jerem Jordan.
Oh, my gosh. BYU to the Sweet 16. What a scene we saw there. It was great to have you, by the way, Saturday. It was fun. You
Spider
flew
made
up. It's great to be together for this historical moment. Cougar Nation was unbelievable in Denver, by the way. Shout out to every BYU fan made the trip.
Well done.
Later in the show, we'll talk to you about some students who actually got scammed and then Cougar Board actually paid for their tickets to get in, which is pretty amazing. But how about the fans that showed up at the airport in Provo, chanting KYU? You saw that. The fans that were in Denver when Wisconsin's band and cheerleaders come out, they'd start the BYU Cougars. Like, so intimidating for the opponents. And how about 14 years apart, Joel Marion, who works in athletic marketing on campus, he's the kid on the right that has a sign in Denver that says, it's peanut butter gymmer time. And then he has the sign, it's still peanut butter gymmer time, 14 years later. That's awesome. I know Joel. We know Joel. He's great. I didn't realize he was also that kid when that came out. That's so cool. So we've talked about it before. BYU fans know when there's a moment. And that was a moment in BYU basketball and BYU sports history. And how about in Tom Homo's final hurrah here the last couple months? BYU goes to the Sweet 16, and his last, one of perhaps his last hires was Kevin Young, and he has crushed it.
This is the proper send-off for the GOAT AD at BYU. Yep. Incredible stuff over the weekend, and not surprisingly, we have an incredible show lineup, including how in the world BYU beat Wisconsin and never trailed in the game, not for 1 second. Also, what a Sweet 16 appearance means for BYU in Kevin Young's first season as head coach. Plenty of post-game reaction from the Tater Tot King. He's taught to trot, Jerem. Richie Saunders, Yegor Demin, Mawit Mag, Keba Keita, and Foose Traore all on the program.
Hey, that the free Tater Tots after. David Holliday, our camera operator, he was trying to sign up for it.
Crashes.
We're outside the BYU locker room waiting for them. He's trying to get his free tots. Crash. So it's a good problem.
All rise and shout. As if you hadn't already, it's time for What's Trending.
For the third time in Brigham Young University athletics history, BYU men's basketball is headed to the Sweet 16.
This team's ready for whatever the challenge is next.
BYU has developed as a team an ability to win in the clutch.
He doesn't know or care about the history of BYU in the NCAA tournament. He's paving new roads.
BYU basketball has been at it, in a way, for 123 years, and this is just the third time that they have entered the Sweet 16. Incredible stuff. What's Trending presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event. Okay, Jerem, Sweet 16, BYU dancing quite literally after the game their way into the next round of the bracket after beating Wisconsin, the 3-seed, 91-89 on Saturday night. We'll discuss how BYU was able to hold off a furious rally by the Badgers in just a moment. But first and foremost, what does it mean for BYU's program to make a Sweet 16 appearance in Kevin Young's first year as the head coach in Provo?
It means everything. It's amazing. Preseason, I predicted Sweet 16 for BYU. When BYU started 1-3, I wavered a bit. I thought, I'll just take anything in the NCAA tournament now. Then the Cougars, someone tweeted this. I can't remember who it is. I apologize. It took half a season for Kevin Young and the staff to figure out college hoops. And now it's taken half a season for college hoops to figure out BYU and Kevin Young. I thought that was well stated. BYU, credit to the players, coaches, staff, administrators, donors, which is a big deal now with NIL and everything. Cougar Nation, who showed up, they were at home too, watching this, for making this happen. This is one of the greatest teams in program history. I think we can officially say top three.
go.
TBD on where they land. TBD. They could be the greatest team ever if they win two games this week. Frankly, if they win one, they might be the greatest team ever in the modern era. Whew. We'll talk about that later. But they aren't done. That's the exciting thing. And the energy that I mentioned Friday after Thursday's win was they weren't overly excited to have won that game because they knew that they could keep going. And they, I talked to several sources going into Saturday night that said team's feeling pretty confident. As they should. They played great. It was also awesome to have the BYU Avengers at the game. You would turn and look, and it's like, dude, the who's who, Jimmer, Taysom Hill, Ryan Smith, Lee Kamard, Gifford Nielsen, Tyler Haas, all these people showed up for this moment, and it was great to have you there, too. It was awesome, man.
What a moment. We just need Steve Young in the building at some point, right?
Let's get Steve to Newark. Let's go.
Steve, what's it going to take to get you to New Jersey?
I am excited, frankly, about the East Coast homies being at that game. There's way more fans, as you know, as we know, on the East Coast than maybe you'd think. Denver certainly was a good spot for that. But BYU's going to show up and show out against some blue bloods. BYU, Arizona, Duke, Alabama.
Incredible
in the
stuff.
Regional there in the East.
I've said incredible like seven times already on the show.
It's apt.
But it is. It absolutely is. Can we just discuss what Kevin Young has accomplished in 11 months as the head coach at BYU? And frankly, we all wanted like three things. We had expectations, no doubt. You said, I want BYU to go to the Sweet 16 with all this talent.
Yeah.
The expectations were there, but I think we were all really just hoping for BYU to, one, get NBA talent in the building, check, get back to the NCAA tournament, check, and then win a game. Just win a game, like show progress. Now they're into the Sweet 16. He has absolutely crushed this thing.
I didn't, when he was hired, I was maybe hoping for one of those four things. I did not expect the fourth one or the third one per se. Although once we got to preseason, we actually saw the roster.
Meaning like, a Sweet 16 or signing the number one recruit.
Or signing AJ. Yeah. But what a season. And like this is the beginning. This isn't the end. We're not in the middle of this. We're in the beginning of this with Kevin Young, which is exciting.
BYU is one win away from equaling their most accomplished feat as a basketball team in the modern era.
And that was a 48-team tournament. This is the first time, you know, that would be if they win, the first time in the 64-plus team tournament.
This is the equivalent, and we talked about this, of BYU football making a college football playoff appearance.
Absolutely.
There are how many Division I college basketball teams?
364.
364!
BYU is in the 96th percentile of teams left in this situation.
16 teams out of 364. This is the playoff of sorts.
It is. It's a one-game playoff every game.
You win, you're in the Elite Eight. BYU playing incredibly high-level basketball. In fact, let's go ahead and read you some of the top social media reaction from across the country.
I almost get as much joy out of reading Twitter after as I do the game. It's such a fun process.
The reaction.
Yes.
This from Utah Jazz and NBA star at Jordan Clarkson's, who says, BYU playing some high-level basketball right now. He was dialed in. He knows what's happening in Provo. He knows what Kevin Young is all about, that NBA style.
This is all lowercase, by the way. Mm-hmm. So grammatically, we need like something capitalized there. But Jordan, I appreciate you weighing in.
You pointed this out to me when it happened from at JJ Watt, who says, quote, boycotting tater tots for the next 48 hours. Of course, JJ, a Wisconsin graduate.
He had tweeted before, like, hey, shout out to the great-grandpa and men of the tater tots. Or Ida tweeted, salty 16 has a nice ring
indeed.
To it. I see what they did there.
Indeed. We all salty, want a little sweet and salty.
Sweet
huh?
and salty. That's awesome.
At Face Cosby says, all hail King Tot Richie Saunders.
Look at this AI, dude. It's a potato on a stick. He's got long hair. I think he'd pull off that long hair, by the way. It's just whether the testing center will allow it.
All the good vibes. I love this one from at BYU All Blue, Jake Welch, who said, I got pulled over and only got a warning because we can't lose, fam.
Kevin yelling. Dude, the energy, the excitement. Like, you and I are quote-unquote media members, but we work for the school.
Yes.
We wandered down in the tunnel, and we were like the first thing they saw between leaving the fans and before they got in the locker room. And it's hard not to just be juiced for these guys. They've worked so hard. We've seen what they've gone through. It wasn't easy. They're playing so well. Pumped for these guys, man. So pumped for these guys. Okay, which brings us to this. How did BYU pull off this win versus Wisconsin?
By doing what they've always done, Jerem, especially over this incredibly 12 games. Is it 11 and 12?
11
That's right.
And 1, yep.
What they've done over this span is just trust the process. They use
Sixers.
They use the bench. They do not fret. They just stay engaged in the game like they are playing fearless basketball right now. The shot making, Jerem. The shot making and the mental fortitude it takes to want to take big shots in big moments and then make those shots. How many guys stepped up and just knocked down wildly impressive and important shots? Trevin Nell, Trey Stewart, Dawson Baker, Yegor Demian. It was wild. Of course, Richie Saunders.
Kaba at the free throw line when they hacked him.
Hack of Kaba did not work.
He scored 4 points in the two possessions when they tried to hack him. When you win 91-89, every single moment matters. Every possession, every little thing. And BYU was unbelievable. Another high-scoring winner at Arizona, Iowa State, and Kansas City. Now this against quality teams. Both teams hit 12 threes. BYU shot 46%. BYU is plus 9 on the boards. As you mentioned, BYU never trailed. In fact, Robbie McCombs of Vancouver Phone mentioned BYU hasn't trailed in 70 minutes.
Whoa.
It was the 10-minute mark into the VCU game. In the NCAA tournament, BYU got up big. 20 against VCU, 14 against Wisconsin. They held on. There's something to that, right? Being up at half, holding on to that lead. I know it got nervous at the end. Richie Saunders was awesome. 25 points, 7 rebounds. His 6 offensive rebounds were the second most in an NCAA tournament game in BYU history. I saw Michael Smith yesterday. I said, you have 7. You're number 1. Richie's 2nd. Good work. I said, you did more than shoot. Good for you, Mike. Yegor Demian. I thought there was a chance he'd maybe come back, but he played too good in this tournament. Dude, this guy should go. Like, he is on fire.
And fans were chanting, one more
year to Yegor.
One more year.
Which I thought was to Tom Homo, and then I told that to Tom. He goes, no, I'm done. 11 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and just 1 turnover. Cougar stats put this into context. He said in the NCAA tournament, freshmen with at least 11, 8, and 8. Listen to these names. Jalen Suggs. Kenny Anderson, Quinn Buckner, Jameer Nelson, Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, Yegor Demian.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of those dudes only had 1 turnover.
As Cougar Stats put it, this list doesn't have a bunch of scrubs on it.
No. I ain't no scrub.
It's incredible.
A scrub is a guy who ain't getting no love from me, Spence.
That is elite company right there for Yegor.
Trevin Nell, 4 of 6 from 3.
That's what I'm saying.
Right before the half.
Jerem, it took everybody on this team that
Trey
plays
Stewart.
Their role, doing their thing.
Mawit Mag's defensive stop is perhaps, it's the second greatest defensive play of the year because Kaba's block at Iowa State.
The chase down.
Will not be beaten. John Tanjay, the John's the Beloved, as I called them, Blackwell and Tanjay, he was unbelievable. 37 points, hard to keep him off the line. He did not go hard to the rim on that last play. I give Mawit Mag all the credit for the incredible play he made. BYU incredible on the rebounds. You know what else BYU also overcame? The scoreboard. Because at one point, Wisconsin, according to the scoreboard, had 228 points.
I'm not sure what happened to the bug
BYU
operator.
That was so messy. Big Nate 12, I think, pointed out, like, hey, going to be hard to come back from this one.
We're down 241 points.
What was happening?
I don't know what was happening on the broadcast, but like when the score went out of control, that created some funny moments.
We were like, what's going on? The players were laughing about it in the locker room. They're like, what happened?
We're asking, like, how BYU does. Okay, how about the means to overcome the adversity that was created by an unfriendly whistle?
The Dawson Baker call. Come on. I hate that he has to be by himself at the end of that game. He doesn't get to enjoy it with his homies. In football, they changed that to where if you're ejected for targeting, you can stay on the bench. We'll show you the video that went viral of him in the locker room. That the great BYU social media team set up a camera for the postgame celebration. Instead, they got footage that they didn't think they would get. A flagrant 2 from Dawson. Don't like the call. We need to figure out a middle ground there. Hey, that's a flagrant 1. He didn't, like, severely injure the dude on purpose. Come on. That was weird. Officiating was pretty weird. BYU overcame that, too.
Yes, they overcame it. They
Fuchs gets raked in the face. Dallin doesn't Foul Tanjay.
What was happening? Like, seriously, was happening? It was super weird, but they overcame it. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. Like we were saying, VCU made 15 three-pointers. Didn't matter. BYU wears you down. They just keep at it. Kevin Young continually says, this time of year, you cannot fake it. You cannot fake what you are. You have to go and be who you are, who you have established yourself as.
Yep.
And BYU is one of the deepest, if not the deepest team in the country.
Bama's pretty deep, too. We'll dive into that
in a minute.
In
terms of balance.
Yep.
Like, yes, Alabama, super talented. They remind me a little bit of the Wisconsin matchup.
They're a better Wisconsin. Oh, they're a faster Wisconsin.
Which is why they are a two seed. And Wisconsin,
and they went to the Final Four last year.
Yes.
Yeah, they're another level.
Alabama is elite, no doubt about it. But does anybody think, because of what BYU has done over the last month plus, that they can't go and win this game?
BYU can do anything right now.
It feels like it.
At such high level.
It feels like it.
How about this stat from OptiStats? This is, like, unbelievable. Offensive stats for BYU. 91 points, 21 assists, 49.2 field goal percentage, 46.2 three-point percentage, 93.8 free throw percentage. No other team in NCAA tournament history has put up those numbers or better in a single game. Did BYU just play the greatest offensive game in the history of the NCAA tournament? I think they did. That's unbelievable.
They played the best offensive game in NCAA tournament history as far as BYU goes, no question.
They didn't say BYU there.
They said anybody.
Holy mackerel.
Remember when free throw shooting was a concern?
4 of 10 at Arizona State. Oh, my gosh.
This is going to kill BYU. They're not going to win a tournament game because of this. No, they have figured it out. They have
tournament
figured
games.
Out. Yeah. 94% from the free throw line.
Get the right people to the stripe. Kaba Kidd is the only miss there, right?
How did BYU do this? Because
Kaba Kidd is the only miss.
Everybody understands their role.
Yes.
Everybody is bought into what their specific role is. There are no questions, no floundering, no wanting to push back on what the coaching staff's trying to do. Everybody, when they say we're bought in, best locker room in America, we hear all these cliches, right? I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it with this team.
And there are a couple disgruntled players. Let's not act like that's not the case, right?
You can't keep everybody happy.
But it's impossible to do that, right? The players that are playing are contributing for BYU. They're doing great. This is unbelievable. This run is incredible, and it's not over, baby. We have not, in the history of the show, experienced this moment, which was the first and second round of the NCAA tournaments happened, and we are still talking about a future BYU basketball game.
BYU.
We have with the NIT, but who cares about the NIT? We about the dance.
BYU's bench, once again, doing their thing. 24 points, outscored Wisconsin's bench 24-3.
Trey Stewart, awesome.
Just one little cog that made a wild difference. Hit a huge shot. How many times did I hit you during the game?
Whoa.
Are you kidding
big
me?
Shot. Big
wow.
Shot.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, did not notice until later that Trey threw himself an oop off the backboard.
Oh, you did it? I saw it.
In the moment,
I saw it happen.
I'm just like, there's so much to look at. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, there was a fake news report that hit social media. So it was like, they could call a technical foul after the buzzer for that and have Wisconsin shoot free throws.
Let me guess. It was a Utah fan.
I think it was a Wisconsin fan. I don't know for sure.
Oh, he dunked it after the buzzer. I'm so sad.
What are we doing? Balanced effort. How's BYU doing?
Back to your cheese curds.
Balanced effort. Trusting your role. No, you can't fake it this time of year. Everybody's bought in. Our question of the day, we're all reveling, relishing, basking in the glow of the Sweet 16.
Everglow. You remember that musical group?
I do. Where does this win over Wisconsin to advance to the Sweet 16 land on your personal list of BYU's greatest wins? Everybody's going to have a different answer because a lot of you have had different fan experiences, and all of you are different ages, and it spans different generations.
All the little kids that are watching BYU just thrive in the Big 12 have no idea the wilderness we waded through to get to the Holy Land.
Horseman on X answers the question of the day. I was on my mission during Jimmermania alive for Danny Ainge's heyday, so it's top of the list for me for basketball.
There you go. It's a better win than Wofford or Gonzaga. It's better than the 2011 NCAA tournament. You just beat a three seed.
You got to go back to 81 when BYU was a six seed and beat the three seed UCLA.
Yes. We'll debate this more. This will be, we're going to have a long offseason that hopefully won't happen for 2 weeks? That's the hope. Let's go. What are your initial thoughts on BYU's matchup with Bama in the Sweet 16?
I just saw that BYU is a 4.5-point underdog. That's exactly what I expected.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think I said it. I think Alabama reminds me of Wisconsin, but there is the uptick.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Sears is – you watch what he did in the NCAA tournament
last
year.
That's not Jalen Brunson?
Doesn't he not remind you of Jalen Brunson?
Well, he's absolutely
is. It's a very
carbon copy.
Very similar player.
Yeah.
Mark Sears is another level. John Tonjay, of course, did his thing for Wisconsin against BYU. So BYU is now going to see All-American players in back-to-back games.
Yes. But as good as Sears is, Tonjay individually a better one-on-one player than
And that's
Mark
why
Sears.
He'll have a very, very lucrative, successful NBA career.
Yeah, he'll be out.
But Mark Sears has this ability, like, it doesn't matter if he's had a bad game. That dude is just big time in clutch moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where BYU has been so good as a team. They've been clutch.
Yeah. Well, Whit Mag and Trey Stewart are going to be on
moments.
Yeah.
So how does BYU defend that guy? Is Grant Nelson fully healthy for Alabama?
He didn't play a ton in the first round game against old Bob Morris, but he played a bunch yesterday.
So they look like they're getting back to what they are. I don't know how much Alabama will get after you defensively. That's why I say there's some similarities to Wisconsin, right? They get into a lot of high-scoring shootouts.
They are a top 30 defense, efficiency.
So what will they try and do to make BYU uncomfortable? Wisconsin, we saw at times, wanted to pressure and do some things that they, statistically speaking, don't typically do, which is turn the other team over a lot. Like, we saw that. They started to kind of wear down and get tired, and that's when BYU built their lead out to 14. And then they adjusted again, and John Tonjay got hot. But to me, this is, it's a better version of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And they bring swagger, Jeremy. This is a team that has swagger that Wisconsin doesn't have.
Alabama went to the Final Four last year. They were ranked number one earlier in the year. They could have been a one seed very easily. They're fourth in offensive efficiency, number one in points per game, number one in tempo, third in two-point percentage, first in strength of schedule. First in strength schedule. Ninth in D1 experience. Sixth in bench points. They can go toe-to-toe with BYU's bench a little bit.
Okay.
Seventh in free throws and free throw attempts. First in rebounds per game. To me, that'll be a battle point is rebounds.
BYU, this is the best offensive team that BYU has seen all
hands
year.
Hands down.
And, not even close.
And on paper, they are a better offense than BYU. But the last 12 games, BYU is one of the best offenses with Alabama. They're right there. So we'll break it down more the next couple of days, more specifics. But this is a challenge for BYU. But the way BYU's playing, they can play with anybody. Anybody in college basketball.
It's probably going to take a performance like BYU had in one of the two wins against Iowa State. One of the wins against
Arizona, Wisconsin. That vibe.
Baylor.
Like, you've got to keep scoring.
BYU's going to need to be elite again on offense.
I don't see how this game is sub-80 at all. I think it'll be in the 90s. I dare say someone might have 100. They said on CBS, TNT, all that, they're like, might be a combined 200. Like, if you like offense, you're going to love this game.
I jokingly said first to 90 wins in the BYU-Wisconsin game. It feels like that translates to BYU-Alabama. First to 90 wins the game?
Yeah.
It might be that case.
Colton Potter, our producer, what was the over-under again? 175? 174.5? That's so high. Hey, BYU Sports Nation, we'll have live coverage from the Sweet 16. Spencer will be there. Can't wait. And myself in Newark, New Jersey, starting Wednesday. Join us each morning. And for the first time, both of us will be in the Eastern time zone doing it at noon Eastern. We always say noon Eastern. We'll finally do it at noon Eastern.
Making history on this show.
Can't wait.
Also, the transfer portal opens today. We'll talk about that later. Up next, let's hear from some of the stars from BYU's win over Wisconsin. Richie Saunders, Yegor Demian, Mwit Mag. And more, take us through how they believe BYU was able to secure the win over the Badgers. This is BYU Sports Nation. Tell them, Foose!
This segment of BYU Sports Nation presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event.
Have you had cheese curds before?
I am lactose intolerant.
Let's do a day in the life, starting with waking up.
I wake up.
I already said you're waking up, okay?
Stand up from my bed. I eat their thoughts.
Trevin was really into it. I don't know what those moves were, but yeah, he was really into it.
We spent some of the night in the jacuzzi with some of the band. Conversations were great.
Shout out to
the vibes were really good. Yeah, they were going to go to the zoo today, I think.
The zoo?
So
there's a zoo, right?
Blessed you out the band.
But definitely got work to do.
You know, probably get some
rest a couple hours, and then get back to the gym and work super hard, lift weights. That's it. And eat tater tots.
Lift weights and eat tater tots.
There was so much going on there.
You gotta pump it up.
You gotta pump it up. Trevin Nell can't get over that song. He loves it, dude. J-Mac in the locker room.
Oh, it's so good.
It's not just McNeese with a boombox. Just saying.
We are live at Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I am Spencer Linton. That is Jerem Jordan. We had a very, very fun weekend, understandably.
How about the Tater Tot King going off for 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 on the offensive end, second most in NCAA tournament game BYU history. As the Cougars held on against Wisconsin, here is Air Ritchie after the game Saturday night.
First off, how does Sweet 16 sound?
I love it. It's a dream come true right here. I'm grateful for the next opportunity as well.
You guys had a 14-point lead multiple times. They got it down to 2. How did you guys stay tough and composed to be able to pull this out?
Yeah, I mean, we just have had to rely on each other. Just like I've said in some other interviews or whatever, but like, it's been like this all year. The other team's going to go on runs, and especially when they got great players like Wisconsin did today. But you just have to rely on each other and just, like, really come close in a way that can propel you to win.
You had multiple reasons to not be composed, not just the deficit, but the flagrant 2 on Dawson. Officiating was interesting, as you said, at halftime on CBS. How'd you guys stay in it to the end?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you just have to come together and be like screw all that. Like, that's not our focus. They aren't, like and I'm not going to really comment on the reffing, right? But, we can't let outside stuff affect us, you know? And, like if it was or not, it was questionable, or it wasn't, it's just a matter of relying on each other so much that you can not let the outside really affect you.
6 offensive rebounds is second most in NCAA tournament history for a BYU player. Why was that such a big thing for you tonight?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you go enough times, every once in a while you get some. That's kind of how it was, like going into this. I'm in an interview, Nate. I'm sorry. But just at the end of the day, we knew it coming into it. So I'm grateful for it and excited to keep moving forward.
Do you want Alabama or St. Mary's?
I'm grateful for this opportunity. We'll take whoever.
Shout out to the Tater Tot homies. They got the free Tater Tot.
Yeah, let's go. Feeding the nation. Come on.
Congratulations, Rich.
Thanks, man.
He's a man of the people, Richie Saunders. Also a man of the people, Yegor Demin, who I had a chance to speak with in the locker room after the game. And you heard from him a second ago. Lift weights, eat tater tots. And how about some more of his thoughts on how BYU was able to pull it off?
Yegor, how do you say I'm going to the Sweet 16 in Russian?
That's going to take so long, man. That's going to take so long. I already told you, man. I'm going to speak Russian if we get the title above our heads. That's the moment I'm going to speak Russian.
Fair enough. What does it mean to you with this team to endure a game like that and advance to the Sweet 16?
That's amazing. I mean, as I was talking already before, it just, you know, for me, it's something new. And for me, I had the one try, and I didn't lose yet. I had only one first round of March Madness. I had only second round. I'm happy to still alive and be here, right? But, you know, I just can't even imagine how happy the guys are. You know, being the third team in the history of BYU who got to Sweet 16, you know, and just how much they've been putting work in, and through how many, you know, tough situations they went through past years when I was playing in Spain or whatever, you know, and just finally get there where BYU didn't get for so many years. It's just super exciting, and I'm so happy just to be able to affect this team and the game in a good way, if I actually do. I don't know, but you know, I'm happy to be here. I just love the place, and BYU is a special team.
Certainly your impact was felt, and you shot the ball with a lot of confidence in both games, in the first and second round. What goes into that in a moment that is honestly too big for a lot of people?
Well, it's taking a lot of work, just, you know, being playing this season, during the season, and starting the season pretty good shooting, then having some sort of struggles and whatever it is, you know, really trying to find a way how to be efficient from every level of the game, right? Not just under the rim or mid-range, or but just being complete player, right? And how to be aggressive, how to be dangerous, right? And it took so much work with our coaching staff and so many talks about how can I find better situations for shot that's gonna, you know, mathematically there's more chance that it goes in and all that, you know. So it's about a lot of work, not just me, but the whole group.
What did you see on the final defensive stand that clinched the game for BYU?
I see Mahmoud Meg. That's the all I see. And I think that the guy who was playing against him, was it number 9?
John Tanjay.
Yes. I think he was seeing only him too. So Mo was all over the gym at this point. There was no place to go, nowhere to shoot, because he took all the space in this, in, where are we at?
In Ball Arena in Denver?
Denver, yes. I forgot where we at, man.
I don't blame you.
I just know we won the game to get to the Sweet 16. That's all I need. Yeah.
You've talked about this team. You love this team. It's just this team is different. What's it like to celebrate with this team that you love so much?
I think you guys see itself how much energy KY has and how actually, you know, energetic our group is. And it's not just about the players, but the whole coaching staff, the managers, the GAs, Robert Ramos, our doctor, who's bringing so much to this team. It's just super funny, to be honest. Every time I'm thinking about it, it's like, you know, we have all our GAs and other guys who's helping us behind our bench, and all you hear is them. Speaking, yeah, let's go, guys, let's do it. It's just super cool to play here. It's a big energy every game, no matter what game it is. It's hard to explain if you never experienced that itself, which is new for me. And for me, it's now something even more different than for guys who already played in this team.
Congratulations, my friend. Continue to dance.
Yeah. Pump it up. That's what we're saying. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Pump it up. Hey, listen, Yeager had the greatest weekend ever, okay?
It was awesome, man.
It continued into an unforgettable Sunday dinner at Travis Hansen's house.
Thanks for the invite, Trav. I live 2 minutes away.
From left to right, Delaney Gibb, Yeager Deming, Travis Hansen, and Andre Kirilenko. NBA All-Star in the house, obviously.
Cool.
Russian basketball legend.
That's great. How about Mawit Mag's stop against John Tanjay? He was unbelievable. And Mag beats Wisconsin again. He did it at Rutgers, now BYU. Here's what Mawit had to say about the end of the game sequence and his great defensive stop.
Mawit, walk me through that last play on Tanji. You know he's getting the ball. You know he's going to try and make a play, and you stopped him.
You know, first of all, that's how we're coaching in the huddle. You know, coach challenged us. He told us, you know, like, come on, he did a stop. We've been here before, and we got it. We got everybody we need on the floor, and we decided to go out there. You know, he's a phenomenal player. But I feel like I went out there. I just tried to make it difficult as possible and try to stay down, be disciplined. And not full for punt face. You know, he's a hell of a player, but I'm glad we got to stop and got a W.
How did you not foul there? Because he went to the line a lot tonight.
Yeah, I just knew that he was just trying to, it's either going to go for a three or for a two. But then once I seen he drove, I'd rather live with a contested shot. So it was a long two. So if it was a three, I would have contested it. But I knew once he went down, I would have lived with a shot. If he made it, we went to overtime because we were up two. So I just try to be disciplined and just trying to go with whatever our coaches tell us to do. So
how did you guys stay focused after having a 14-point lead and then you're looking at a two-point game there late?
Just trusting our work, you know. A game's up and down. It's an imperfect game, so it's never always going to go your way. So we decided to just stay poised, and, you know, we're a veteran group, and we've been there before. Second half of the season's been really well, and we played, you know, a tough team, and we beat them, and our resume proves that. So we decided to stay composed and trust our work.
You led wire to wire. You didn't trail the whole game. How'd you do that?
You know, I just try to, you know, I knew that he wanted to go downhill, so I didn't want to pick up a foul early. So I wanted to pick him out at the four-point line, near the three-point line, and just try to make it as difficult as possible. I didn't want him to go downhill and get a foul, get an N1, because he did that multiple times. So I just tried to make it difficult for him.
Wisconsin never led. You guys led the entire game. How were you able to control the game in that way?
Just play our game, you know. Get stops and run. I feel like we're very lethal whenever we run, and I feel like once we did that, everything opens up, and we're also a great shooting team. So all the spacing and running allows all that.
This is just the third Sweet 16 for BYU ever. How does it feel, man?
It feels great, but I kept telling the guys, like, yeah, it's cool, short memory, but the job's not done yet. We got a whole lot of ball games left to win, and we got everything we need in this room to do that. So job's not done yet.
Thanks, Mawit. Congrats, man.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
Wall up. Mawit Mag with the huge defensive stop on John Tanjay to seal the game. All right, let's continue this interview fun and do so with another guy who's known to play with some force defensively, Kaba Keita on BYU Sports Nation.
Kaba, how would you describe the emotions, specifically the last minute of that game and everything that went into closing the deal?
It was great for sure. It was awesome, you know, hearing the crowd, you know. The funny thing was darling on the floor just like doing this was, yeah, it was good. Coming in the locker room, seeing all people happy, you know. Yeah, it was great for sure.
What was your assignment specifically on that last defensive stand?
Just get a stop, get a rebound, all costs, you know. So, yeah, that was my job in the last play.
In a super intense and passionate game like that, when the officiating has been called into question, how do you maintain your composure out there in a game that carries so many ramifications?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we just stick together, you know. We have, like, we've been doing all season long. We have each other's back, you know. Like, every call, we get in huddle and we talk, hey, take a deep breath, relax. It's just us. Don't worry about the referee and just play BYU basketball. So that's what we're doing today.
In the NCAA tournament, it feels so often that teams are going to make a run. It's just these are all great teams. Every team makes a run. How do you feel ultimately BYU is able to withstand Wisconsin's run there at the end?
Yeah, getting a stop for sure. Getting rebounds, get back on defense, especially transition. There was like, you know, second half there was like little slack. We were a little relaxed and they made that big run. But yeah, we came together and figured it out. Yeah, we gotta do better job of taking care of ball. Yeah, rookie mistake, but it's all good. Yeah, for sure. Just getting rebounds, for sure.
What does it mean to you to advance to the Sweet 16?
Means a lot. First year NCAA tournament, first year at BYU. Yeah, it means a lot, honestly. How long has it been? Like, I heard 15.
It's been 14 years, and this is only the third time ever in BYU history.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I'm part of this. This is special. Man, yeah, that's deep. Yeah, I didn't see it that way, but yeah. Yeah, but I mean, job's not done. We got to keep stalking, so for sure. We're going to learn from the film, and we got to keep stalking.
You're talking about the celebrations with the BYU crowd, and I know that you felt them during the game as well. How much of an impact did the BYU fans that showed up at Ball Arena make on BYU's effort today?
Man, BYU fans is probably the greatest fan. I don't know, man. I was at Utah, you know, but like this fan base, oh man, it's incredible. Never seen anything like it. But it was good. It felt like almost like home game for sure. Yeah, the crowd, you know, we're in altitude, but the crowd, the feed off of that energy was great. You know, seeing all the blues out there, yeah, it was awesome for sure. Yeah.
Congratulations. Good luck in the Sweet 16.
Thank you.
From one man from Mali to another, how about Foose Traore? 6 points, 5 rebounds. Foose! The crowd was so loud, it was awesome. He was very excited about making the Sweet 16.
All right, Foose, how does the Sweet 16 sound?
Man, it sounds amazing. I don't even know how to tell you the feeling.
You guys have won a lot of big games. This probably was the biggest. What did it take to beat Wisconsin today, where you guys never trailed in the game?
Like, I feel like we executed the game plan, you know, like Coach is telling us, you know, like to just trust our work, you know, and just, like, I don't even know what to say, and I'm just glad we just got it done, and I'm just so excited. I don't even know what to say, you know.
What emotions are you feeling right now?
Man, I'm just so excited. Since I moved to the United States, you know, that was always been my dream, you know, because I watch March Madness all the time, you know. Like, us being able to, my team being able to go to Sweet 16, that's just one of the best feelings ever. But we're not done yet, you know, we still got a couple more games.
this team has won a lot of big games this year. This was another big win. You guys had a 14-point lead. That got trimmed down to 2. How did you guys stay composed and hold on for the win?
I feel like the last position, coach just say everybody looking to us, you know. He said, we're going to get this stop. And we were able to get it done, you know. Like, it's just, I feel like no matter what, I feel like we always just stuck together as a team, you know. We don't want to get too high or too low, you know. That's how we get it done today.
How did you stay composed with Dawson Baker getting thrown out and then the lead got trimmed and it's coming late and it's getting crazy and the Sweet 16 on the line? How did you guys still do that with all of that in your face?
I feel like, we just, like, keep staying together as a team, you know. Like, Dawson is a big part of us, you know. We say we're going to do that for him, you know. Like, I feel like we're just able to just stuck together, you know, and just trust our work, and we're able to get it done.
Where did you feel like you guys matched up well, and then how did you execute that game plan?
I feel like everything, you know, like we were talking about since yesterday, you know, like, of course, there was two of the guys who averaged 20 and 15, you know, where our main goal was just to focus on them, you know, and the biggest pick and pop threes. It was just a lot of different little things, but we were just able to execute the game plan, you know, and just finally get a win, you know.
What did you see from Mawit Mag's defense on that final possession?
Man, Mohad and Trey, man, their defense, like, I always told them I want to play defense like you guys, you know, like they're just on a different level, you know. I'm just so excited. Like half guy like down our team is just one of the best feeling ever for sure, you know. And Kebachi, you know, like, man, when Kebachi is chasing anybody, I say, man, oh, it's like, he's like LeBron chasing people, you know. It's nice, man.
Do you want to play Alabama or the old friend St. Mary's?
Oh, we don't. It doesn't really matter where we're really for anybody, you know. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ooh,
we're ready for anybody.
Yeah, if you miss any of our interviews or coverage from the first, second rounds of the NCAA tournament in Denver, you can go to the BYU Sports Nation YouTube channel for all the pre- and post-game interviews.
Still on the way. Hey, how about this? The BYU swimmer earns first-team All-American honors in 2 different events.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The winning weekend continued for a bunch of teams on campus. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B on a winning Sweet 16 Monday. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's get to your weekend headlines.
6 seed BYU beat 3 seed Wisconsin 91-89 Saturday night in Denver to advance to the Sweet 16 for just the 3rd time in program history. Richie Saunders, 25 points, and the Cougars led wire to wire with the win. BYU plays 2 seed Alabama in Newark on Thursday night. We'll have live coverage on BYU Sports Nation beginning from New Jersey on Wednesday.
Swimmer Mackenzie Miller-Lung had an incredible showing at the NCAA Swim and Dive Championships over the weekend. Miller-Lung earned first-team All-American honors in both the 100 and 200-meter breaststroke. She took 2nd overall in the 200-meter, 7th in the 100-meter, breaking her own school records in the process in both events. Miller-Lung was BYU's first runner-up in an event since 1991, and she is the first women's swimmer since 1990 to be an All-American in multiple events.
Amazing. Number 6 men's volleyball split road matches at number 14 Grand Canyon. The 1-4 Friday got swept Saturday. First time they didn't win or lose both after that first match, if that makes sense. BYU 3-3 in MPSF play has the week off before Stanford in town April 3rd and 4th.
Win the tournament.
That's what they need to do. Yep.
BYU softball. How about this? On the road. Sweep Houston all 3 games and pick up a dominant Big 12 series win. This is a quad 1 sweep. Oh, Jerem.
Look at you.
BYU had the home run ball working as they hit a total of 9 across the 3 games, led by Lindy Milkowski's 4 homers. BYU now 4-2 in Big 12 play, 19-6 overall. They've got a tournament resume. Up next, they take on the University Parkway rival Utah Valley tomorrow night.
Baseball picked up its first Big 12 series win of the season at Cincinnati. They split the doubleheader Friday, won game 3-4-2 on Saturday. BYU 3-3 in Big 12 play, 13-9 overall. They host West Virginia 3-game series beginning Thursday.
A.J. DiBonza, BYU basketball signee, scored 36 points in what was his last game at Utah Prep in a loss to Fort Erie Academy in the grind session semifinal. This is the national championship of high school basketball, if you will. Up next for A.J., McDonald's All-American game, which will be played on Tuesday, April 1st at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. A.J. will join the show on Wednesday this week.
If we're in New Jersey Saturday night, do we just stay and go to the McDonald's All-American?
Why not?
Oh! Men and women's track and field competed in 2 different meets this weekend in Tucson and San Diego to open the outdoor track season. Notably, Jaya Jhene won the women's javelin event with throw 54-62. Good for second all-time BYU history. Men's javelin, Sam Jennings climbed to number 8 on the record board, a throw of 67-76.
BYU gymnastics scores a 196.275 at the Big 12 Championships this weekend in West Valley, Utah. Good for fourth place overall. BYU's Brinley Anderson and Eliza Millar Crossman also received recognition from the conference on Saturday. Anderson named the Big 12 Event Specialist of the Year for her performance as a beam specialist this season. And Millar Crossman named the Big 12 Scholar Athlete of the Year for a second consecutive season.
Men's tennis picked up its highest-ranked win in over 25 years after upsetting number 11 UCF 4-2. BYU will try to pull off another home upset next match against number 2 TCU Thursday. Women's tennis beat West Virginia 4-0. They are 4-3 on the year in Big 12 play. Up next, home match against Iowa State.
Men's golf tees off this morning at the Bridgestone Collegiate Invitational in Napa Valley, California. Beautiful area. BYU will look to defend their title after winning the event 1 year ago. And women's golf tees off today in the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational in Lahaina, Hawaii. That's not a bad location either.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what does BYU's win over Wisconsin to advance to their third ever Sweet 16 mean to you, and where does it land on your personal list of BYU's greatest wins? More responses to our question of the day after the break. This is BYUSN. BYU Sports Nation continues live from Studio B. Our question of the day, where does the win over Wisconsin to advance to the Sweet 16 land on your personal list of BYU's greatest wins? At NickLee51 on X answers, 1981 Notre Dame will be tough to beat, but that was just BYU's third ever win versus a 6 seed or better. First win versus a single digit seed since 1991. How about that stat? BYU's third trip to the Sweet 16 ever after the field expanded. I'm saying number 3 all time behind 81 Notre Dame and 81 UCLA, given Wisconsin was a 3 seed and favorite.
Yeah, 3 seed UCLA and 2 seed Notre Dame. And then they lost a 1 seed Virginia the day.
With Ralph Sampson.
Yeah.
At Ryowan 1830. And I know it's Ryowan because he messaged me and let me know.
Oh, by the way.
Ryan guess, from Iowa. Ryowan.
I like that. Guess who I flew back with on the plane? There were many. Sherry Dew was there. Oh, there were a bunch. Zach Bloxham.
Hey,
I met
Z-Blox.
Zach Bloxham in person. I love Zach. He's great.
He's good to meet him. Fantastic follow on X.
And Eric Lim, our friend.
Okay. Ryowan 1830 on X says it's a better win than the last time BYU made it to the Sweet 16. You pointed that out earlier.
Yes, because Wofford and Gonzaga, 14-11, that was,
And the only regular season victory that feels close is Jimmer over San Diego State at the Marriott Center in 2011.
Gonzaga 2020 was pretty good. Yeah.
Those are 1-2 all time.
Kansas by 34. I know Kansas wasn't great, but like that was, it was pretty good too.
Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated from at Sam_Bird_on X, who says, one of the best wins ever, second only to the win over Alabama this Thursday.
Like the way you're thinking, Sam.
Hey, they beat a 2 seed to get to the Elite Eight in 81. Got to do it again this time.
Let's
if you
go.
Want to be there. We'll wrap this winning Monday show with a Rises shout out to a sweet moment caught on camera as BYU advances on in the bracket. This is BYU Sports Nation.
Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store. Official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Jerem, this is easy based on what happened.
So BYU social media was setting up cameras for the postgame celebration. What they didn't realize was Dawson Baker got a flagrant 2 and he was going to be in there. And so here's the video in case you missed it. If you've already seen it, really cool of him celebrating by himself.
One stop. Here we go. One of him. He's gonna make a play. Get hand up, Mo. Good. Wall up.
Yeah!
And then he runs out onto the court and celebrates with his
chills.
I wish he didn't have to be in there alone. Like, I hate that.
I'm glad that in a way we all celebrated with him because that moment is recorded.
But like, how embarrassing and humiliating is that? You need to sit by yourself in the locker room. What are we doing? That we need to change that. Like
change
we did targeting
rule.
In football.
Outstanding work by Dawson Baker, and he was fantastic in that game.
Yeah, great.
such a critical role he played in that game. Amazing show. We had a lot of fun today, understandably, as BYU moves into the Sweet 16. Our thanks to today's guests, Richie Saunders, Yegor Demian, Mawit Mag, Keba Keita, and Foose Traore.
Hey, we're about to have some fun guests this week. Sorry to Dennis Pitta, we ran out of time. Conversation continues 24/7 on X, Instagram, Facebook, our YouTube channel, all our shows on BYUSN.com.
For Jerem Jordan, I am Spencer Linton. Shout out to Greg Balla for that great 81 men's basketball team. We'll see you tomorrow back here in Studio B. Go Cougs!
How sweet it is to be loved by